This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Well, Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the buildup to it dominated our international news coverage this week. The Lehigh Valley is home to a sizable population of Ukrainian Americans, and of course we heard from some of them and their elected officials in reaction to the fast-changing situation in Eastern Europe.
So just hours before Wednesday night's Russian strikes, Lehigh Valley Congresswoman Susan Wild was in Allentown for a local town hall. She sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and she explained to local residents how Ukraine is a buffer between Russia and Eastern Europe and then also Western Europe. Our reporter, Tyler Pratt, was there, and she told Tyler that she's watching the situation really closely and that she thinks it's critical for the U.S. to support NATO allies.
Fortunately, I think the NATO allies are working really, really well together and are supporting Ukraine, which is not a NATO country, as best as we can. At the same time, I feel very strongly that we should not be sending U.S. troops into Ukraine.
Now, to be clear, we're not hearing that suggestion from the Biden administration or elsewhere at that point. But she did also add that the U.S. has troops in nearby countries, including Germany and Poland, right now for the purposes of supporting those NATO allies. And those allies are, you know, likely scrambling right now on how to deal with the conflict. She also said her district, that's PA-7, has one of the largest Ukrainian-American populations in the U.S. And residents that she's spoken to said they supported the Biden administration, and which is really emphasizing sanctions at this point.
Well, there's been broad condemnation from elected leaders over the Russian invasion. The governor, both senators, as well as Representative Wild, as you just mentioned. And we've heard from some members of the Valley's Ukrainian community as well.
So earlier this week, our Emma Illich-Frank spoke with Oksana Koziak. She immigrated to the U.S. when she was 2 years old. And like a lot of Ukrainian Americans living in the Lehigh Valley, a lot of her family still lives in the Ukraine. Let's hear what she had to say.
Everyone's feeling so anxious and almost hopeless in a way in terms of what we can do to help out, at this point.
So Koziak says one thing that's giving her solace right now is prayer. And in the last few weeks, Ukrainian churches across the Lehigh Valley have begun holding joint services, and they rotate between Catholic and Orthodox churches each week.
I think that's a really interesting show of unity in that community. We've been talking in recent weeks about the deadlock over new congressional districts between the governor and state legislature. Now, as expected, the state Supreme Court has stepped in with a new map. What changes do we see now that this issue of maps seems to be settled?
All right, so let's start with the big picture, and that is Pennsylvania has actually lost a district. We've dropped down from 18 to 17 congressional districts. That's based on the results of the latest census. So the Lehigh Valley's district, that's PA-7, currently held by Democrat Susan Wild, has shifted and now includes a chunk of Carbon County, as well as all of Lehigh and Northampton counties, and a bit of southern Monroe County as well.
According to one analysis reported by the AP, 8 districts in the state still lean Republican, 6 lean Democrat, and 3 along the state's east and west borders could go either way.
Yeah, I took a look at that PA-7 district, and it looks like it's a little bit of a tighter split between Democratic and Republican voters than the previous version, but it's really in like the single percentage point difference. As far as the east and western borders, one interesting situation that's come up in the new map is that it's pitting 2 Republican congressmen in the same north central district against each other. One of those congressmen, Fred Keller, says he's not going to run in his previous district. He's going to run in the new 9th district that's been created just west of the Lehigh Valley, where he's expected to face off against incumbent Republican Dan Muser in the primary.
And at least at this time, that looks like the biggest change in this big battle over redistricting. Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Brad, thank you.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.